Okay, let's discuss commuter rail and light rail. Tell us about your vision for commuter rail and light rail. Let's discuss commuter rail and light rail. Please, in the time that you have, 1 minute, lay out your vision for commuter rail and light rail. And if you can, also touch on the idea of a multimodal station and where it should be. Christopher, you can go first.
60 seconds. The expanded rail service is vitally important to the future of Ann Arbor. It's important to reduce congestion. It's important for the environment. It's important for Ann Arbor's economy. We need to do everything we can to have expanded rail service in Ann Arbor. That means a new train station. I believe I'm for a new train station. I'm agnostic as to its location. I want the new train station to work. Where the federal government's experts, rail experts, say this is the location, it's going to work here, that's what I'm in favor of. With respect to internal light rail, I have yet to see the business case for it. I want there to be expanded public transit, expanded mass transit within the city so that people can travel where they need to within the city without using their cars. This is a priority for me. I'm looking forward to seeing a broader plan, particularly with the North Central South Connector. Whether it's light rail or another mode, I'm not certain. But in any event, I think that the expanded transit that I think is being touched upon by the question with respect to light rail is deeply important.
Thank you. Same question to Stephen.
Oh, God, how many times have we talked about this one? I love trains. I mean, my family and I have traveled on Amtrak to far distant states. But one thing that we have to understand is that Amtrak needs a lot of work in order to be timely. So that being said, that's out of our control. As it comes to commuter rail, that's fine. That's now in the hands of the Regional Transportation Authority. That has nothing to do with City Council. That is now outside of our responsibility, and I have no problem in making sure that the RTA takes on that business. As far as the train station goes, I was very much opposed to using city parkland and a 99-year lease with the U of M to create Fuller Road Station. And thank God we got that off the books. And I appreciate Councilmember Taylor's note that wherever the train station goes, we're going to support it, and I agree. I believe the train station should be across the tracks from the existing train station, abutting up to the Mishcon site, where there will be lots of parking. There will be an ability to create a park, along with whatever DTE is talking about with their development, and there is the future train station.
Thank you. Saber, same question to you.
I don't think the city has any control over where the trains run, the tracks already laid. When the trains run, completely out of our control. The only thing in the city's control isn't whether to have more train traffic coming into Ann Arbor. It's whether to put in a new train station. And note that I said whether to put in a new train station, because you all get to make that decision. That is not a council decision. When Councilmember Taylor and I worked together to pull away from the relationship with the university where it was going to build a parking structure on Fuller Road, I put into that final resolution that if the day comes when there's a proposal for a train station, that you all get to vote on whether that gets built. And I think that's the most important thing here. You get to make that decision, not me. Not where it is, not any of those things. It's your decision. The second thing is, I don't think we have the capacity to put light rail in downtown. Most of our streets are too narrow. But I do think we need to look at every possible alternative transportation mode we can in order to figure out how we're going to get around it quickly. What used to take 10 minutes takes 25.
Same question to you, Sally.
Yeah, so I am very much in favor of a new train station. Ideally, I would like to see, because I think it would be the most cost effective, to expand right where it is now. I sort of have these romantic visions of what a train station by the riverside would look like. We could expand over the rails into the Mishcon property. Don't know how prudent that is, but that is something that we have consultants who are doing a very robust public engagement process right now to determine whether that is a workable solution or if it should go somewhere else. But what my colleagues have said, this is going to be up for you to decide. But there are other stakeholders, U of M. What are their plans for the connector study? We need to co-locate what their bus rapid transit, anticipated bus rapid transit system, how that's going to impact the location that we choose that you choose for the new rail station. With regard to the RTA, it's not out of our hands, light rail. We are stakeholders in the outcomes of the RTA. We need, and I'll use Councilmember Taylor's head of state analogy. Mayor, as head of state, will very much have a voice in the future of the RTA.